I want to thank very much all our speakers. It's wonderful to be challenged and to hear the diversity of this work and the impact it's having on people's lives. I'm assuming we have no time for questions, but I will take it from a moderator. Anybody finished? Okay, we maybe can have three questions, one maybe for each presenter, if there are any. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes. We'll try to repeat it, but if you would go to the mic ahead of time, it would help us with our time.
Well, if you would just explain some of your skill-based training that you did. Some of the skill-based training include understanding personal issues that impact communication. What do you think that would be doing?
Thank you. And I will talk slow because now I have the mic. Thank you. Understanding some of the issues that impact the women is the first important step to determine what kind of skills base to give them. So the most important skills to incorporate for women is how to talk to your partner about these things. We're trying to get women to really take time to think about how do you bring it up? How do you not bring it up? You know, what are the strategies to talk about it first before you enter the bedroom? And so we just try to get them to think about the conversation in advance before you get yourself in a situation that precludes you from being safe. We talk about negotiation skills, and we also teach women the skill of how to use a condom, how to use a female condom, how to use a male condom, how to put it on, how to talk to him about eroticizing the condom so that he can want to put it on and that she can put it on him. And so we try to think about all the barriers first that get in the way, and then we design the skill that goes around that barrier so that we can empower her to be able to be safe.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? I see no one at the microphone. So thank you again to our speakers. I'm to remind you, thank you very much.